9:05. Welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show on News Talk 790 KFYO. You can send me an email, chat at KFYO.com. Find us on Facebook, on Twitter. We're all over the place. You can listen to the show wherever you go with the Radio Pup app. Just download that for your iPhone, iPad, Android device. Take the show wherever you go. Take KFYO programming wherever you go with the Radio Pup app. In the news, quite a bit lately, over the last week or so, has been Lita. And joining me to talk about Lita and everything going on at Lita, Market Lubbock, and Civic Lubbock, and just about everything going on in Lubbock and the budget, is John Osborne, CEO of the Lubbock Economic Development Alliance, Market Lubbock, and Visit Lubbock.
Visit Lubbock, yeah, that's correct.
Civic.
Good morning.
Visit
good morning.
Lubbock. How are you?
Very good. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. I appreciate you coming in because y'all have been in the news for, obviously, the news yesterday about the job creation coming into Lubbock, and we'll get into that, but also last week about the budget. City of Lubbock putting together the budget, and the mayor recommending about a half-cent cut, and we'll get into that as well. Let's start off, for folks who don't know anything about Lita, tell us a little bit about the background and why Lubbock has the Economic Development Alliance.
Well, and I actually got to go a little bit further back than even just Lita, if you give me just a few minutes of time here. In 1989, there was a vote by the state legislature to create the sales tax for economic development. And it was to basically help smaller and more rural cities be able to compete with the urban areas. Urban areas had all the population, they had all the infrastructure in place, and they had all the available buildings. And rural areas were going to get left behind. And so they created this sales tax for economic development to basically help level that playing field. As a result of that vote, the old Board of City Development that was a part of the city of Lubbock, as a result of that vote, they needed to change the way the Board of City Development was administered. And so through a process, Market Lubbock was created in 1995, and it was basically funded with a 3 cents property tax at the whim of the city council. And so operated all the way until today, actually. But in 2003, city leaders, as well as the general population, said, we want even more from our economic development efforts. And they voted in a sales tax for economic development. Now, mind you, this sales tax for economic development can only be voted in at certain levels. So 1/8 of 1% is the lowest level. A 1/2 of 1% is the highest level. The majority of cities in Texas that have passed that, there's about 660, I think, that have passed it. Over 500 of them are at the 1/2 of 1%. We're 1 of 10 at the 1/8 of 1%. And so as a result of that, Lita was formed. Now, the Lubbock Economic Development Alliance was formed separate from Market Lubbock because Market Lubbock was still receiving the 3 cents property tax at the whim of the council. And there were greater restrictions on the use of the funds. There are certain limitations that the state law allows you to use on your sales tax for economic development. So while Market Lubbock will grant monies over to Lita for Lita to use for the typical purposes that a sales tax economic development organization can use, the Market Lubbock, we keep monies over Market Lubbock for as long as we can, just to give us flexibility. It allows us to do some research projects that maybe we couldn't have done through Lita that yet still will be beneficial to the community. The DPS facility that ended up going out to the business park, we couldn't have helped out with that project had we not had Market Lubbock around. So that's kind of the reason why there's two organizations. They're very much sister organizations. We work together. We have basically the same board of directors. The only difference between the two is the fact that Market Lubbock also houses Visit Lubbock, which is the Convention and Tourism Bureau here in Lubbock. They are also doing economic development efforts, but it's not related to job creation. It's related to trying to get people to come and spend the night, spend your dollars, and then go home. We don't want you to use our services. We just want you to leave your tax dollars, or excuse me, leave your dollars here.
And hearing that, For the average listener out there, and for probably most listeners, they hear that and go, okay, wait, it almost sounds like, at least with Market Lubbock and Lita, they're the same service, doing almost the exact same thing, yet we're getting taxed and we're having more taxes taken away from us to fund basically the same thing. Is that how we look at it? Is that what's going on?
There are two pots of money that come to the two organizations. Obviously, sales tax dollars that come to LEDA and property tax dollars that go to Market Lubbock. All of those dollars are meant for economic development efforts. The sales tax dollars, obviously, is not just for our residents. That is a tax on anybody that comes and shops here. And about a third of our sales tax dollars come from people that don't live here, and that's by a variety of different surveys that have been done. You start asking some specific entities around town, where the majority of their shoppers, and when you have to key in those codes on the keypads when you're shopping, like at Academy or something like that, it says your zip code.
Right.
When you start looking at some of those zip code analyses, it's for some businesses, it's even far greater. Hmm. You start looking at the surrounding area, the 120 miles away, people are traveling a great distance to come here to shop. So a lot of those sales tax dollars are not just from our residents, but also coming from outside supporters or outside people that don't live in our city. And then obviously the property tax dollars are specific to the city of Lubbock.
Right.
And those dollars are funded by our residents.
Visiting with John Osborne, CEO, Lubbock Economic Development Alliance. Why have LEDA? Why have Market Lubbock? What is the advantage of having those two?
Very good question. There is a tremendous number of cities, not just in Texas, but across the United States, that compete for projects to try to convince companies to grow jobs. Companies by nature are not built to grow jobs. Their purpose is not to hire more people. Here at the radio station, you all don't have a mission statement that says we want more jobs at the station. You have a statement that is much more in line with we're trying to grow profits for our company, and as a result of that, we need labor force. And so what we try to convey to businesses is that there's an opportunity to make money for their company here so that they will hire people. Our ultimate goal is for our citizens of Lubbock or people that want to move back to Lubbock, for them to have an opportunity to better their own lives as well as provide for a family and allow for more economic opportunities and more economic generation as a result of more money coming to our city. If you ask one of these new tech students that have just moved in, if they take a dollar from their checking account and move it to their savings account, they didn't add to their economy. But when they can get their parents to send them money, now they've added to their own economy. And that's basically how economic development works. We work with companies that are trying to sell products elsewhere in order to bring more dollars to our community, and that generates more economic activity.
Visiting with John Osborne. Let's go ahead. Let's take the break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation. We have a lot to get into, the budget, and much more with John Osborne, CEO of LEDA, Market Lubbock. Visit Lubbock. We'll be right back. Back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO, John Osborne, CEO, Lubbock Economic Development Alliance, Market Lubbock, and Visit Lubbock in studio. And we were talking during the break about the differences between LEDA and Market Lubbock. What would happen if Market Lubbock or LEDA, if one of those two were to disappear?
Just starting with one example, and then we can flip it if you'd like. Market Lubbock is at the whim of the council in terms of its funding. So, of any entity that has on an annual basis, the opportunity to go away, it's more likely that it's going to be Market Lubbock than it is LEDA. Mm-hmm. LEDA has to be as a result of the vote of the people. And that's not to say that it couldn't happen. It's one reason why we have very much tried to be much more transparent and providing more information on our website, because we want the general public to understand what we're doing and how we're doing it. But on the Market Lubbock side, the bulk of the 91% of our total revenues that we receive, in fact, it's actually more like 100%. We're just using some net assets as well. But that last year was about $3.3 million. This upcoming year, the original number given to us is $3.7 million. Those numbers are provided to us by city staff. and at the direction of the council. There is some extra funding in it this upcoming year that it was not in it last year, originally in the numbers that were given to us, and that was because of some dollars that were originally in previous years taken for the Economic Development Department within the city, and those dollars have since been moved back into this, although obviously from the conversations last Thursday could potentially be gone. The bulk of those dollars are then eventually transferred over to LEDA. And that's because we do most of our projects through LEDA. It's more strict in terms of what we are allowed to do by law. And we think that's what the general intent of our public wants, is that they want us to be trying to attract high wage jobs that are what they call primary jobs. And there's a definition in state law that determines what a primary job is. So of that, $3.3 million, last year we transferred about $2.6 million over to LEDA. So if Market Lubbock were to go away, or if funding were reduced in Market Lubbock, that would obviously have a direct effect on LEDA and the amount of budget dollars that we have over in LEDA. On the LEDA side, last year we had about just shy of $4.8 million in sales tax funding. The budgeted number, again, given to us by City Hall, was just shy of $5.3 million. And I think most people understand that economic activity is up in this city. We're seeing more restaurants go in. We're seeing more shops go in. And as a result of that, more sales tax dollars are generated. And the more sales tax dollars that are generated, not only for the city, it helps, obviously, the LEDA budget as well. That represents those dollars represent about 65% of our budget, and then with the basically all the rest of it coming from the grant over from Market Lubbock. So our total budget over in LEDA is about $7.5 million last year. It would be $8.1 million based on the numbers the City Hall originally gave us. If you were to reduce it by some of the amounts that have been discussed at City Council last Thursday, it would be much closer to the actual approved budget that we did last year.
Okay, and with that, because that has been a suggestion of the mayor that the half cent be cut, which would cut funding by what, around $612,000 or so? Is that, I think that's where the mayor ballparked it.
I think that's what the mayor said, yes.
Okay. Is that doable for LEDA? Is that something that would harm LEDA and harm future business growth? Or is that something that, okay, well, you know, we can do that with the money from Market Lubbock that would be transferred over into LEDA? We can get by with missing $600,000.
Well, we just paid off a loan that we had taken out in 2007 to put in some infrastructure out at the business park. It wasn't a long-term note in terms of that. It wasn't a 20 or 30 year bond. It was more of a short term. And as a result of that, we ended up getting a great interest rate on it, and were able to pay it off. And instead of spending, you know, $3 million instead of spending $3 million in interest payments, we ended up spending more like $500,000. And so as a result of that, it helped create the original infrastructure in the business park, which allowed for other businesses to go in out there. There's been about $130 million in private investment that's gone into the business park. So it's been a really good leverage of our local tax dollars for that private investment to go in. Obviously, if we reduce the dollars associated with economic development, it's going to hurt our opportunities for preparing us for any future development that might be needed, as well as the opportunity to help get additional businesses, not only to grow here locally, but also to help get new businesses to move to town. But the fact that we were able to pay off that loan gives us just a little bit of flexibility at this exact moment in time. We have about $37 million in projects that we know we're going to have to do at some point in time over the next X number of years. There's a sewer line that needs to be upgraded that goes along the interstate up to the railport, which is just north of the airport. We know that we've got new roads and infrastructure that have to go into the business park. There's just a variety of different projects that will help, that will add into all of that, that will free up opportunities for more private investment to come to Lubbock. And so it's one of those things where it's difficult to say that it won't have any impact on us at all. It's having very much a direct impact on LEDA. And when you look at it, it hurts our opportunities for going after additional businesses. Our total budget is about roughly half of what it is in Amarillo. And I'm just using Amarillo because they're the closest city. Our total budget is based on a research from a couple of years ago. Despite being the second largest city for that has an economic development sales tax, we are have the 21st largest total budget. Amarillo's is about twice as ours. And they landed a small little project a few years ago called Bell Helicopter. Most people remember that. There was a lot of cities that were in Texas that were trying for that, and Amarillo really did purchase that project. They paid them a tremendous amount of incentive dollars to get them to come there. It was about 75,000 square feet of space and only about 300 jobs at the time. And yet that company has grown in Amarillo to now take over more than 1.5 million square feet of space and has over 2,000 jobs associated with it. So it was a great investment that took place, you know, more than a decade ago and has grown ever since. And those are the type of opportunities we don't want to miss, where we can go after something and get it now and allow it to grow here in the future.
The different businesses, and we see businesses moving in every single week, it seems like, into Lubbock. We, you know, whether it be a new restaurant, small business, whatever it may be, we're getting a lot of new businesses that move in. What would you say, and I don't know if you have the figures with you or not, but percentage-wise, what percentage of those businesses has Leda had a hand in bringing to Lubbock?
Well, let me clarify. The definitions set out by the sales tax laws say that we can only work with certain types of businesses, and retail does not qualify, nor does a tourism-related business like a hotel that might come in. It has to be a company that's coming in that has a certain, what they call a primary job, and there's certain NAICS codes, North American classification. It's basically your job as a radio host is classified under a certain job classification.
Right.
Same with mine. And you have to have certain NAICS codes in order to be considered a primary job. Plus, more than the majority of your products have to be sold to somewhere outside the region, basically the county. So a retail operation does not qualify under those standards. And as a result, we don't necessarily work with them as it relates to our goals. We'll help give them information about what's going on in our city and where opportunities are, because we want more opportunities for our citizens. And also we want more growth for this community, but that doesn't count towards our goals. So, you know, it's not really apples and apples looking at that type.
Obviously you also, provide incentives for businesses that are already here, and this was in the paper yesterday.
Yes,
the new incentives aim to create 95 jobs with Cheers Foods, Tyco. Were those businesses looking at leaving Lubbock if they did not receive incentives from Leda?
No, not to leave. They were looking at an expansion opportunity. Both of the companies were looking at expansion opportunities. So they were either going to expand here or they were going to expand one of their other operations. I know Shears has, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's six other operations across the United States where they produce chips and other food products. Tyco obviously is an international company and they have operations all over the world. And so they have a lot of opportunities to grow other facilities versus growing this one. And excuse me, in the case of Tyco, we did incent them. When you start looking at those 81 jobs, their total payroll over a 5-year period is about $11.4 million just associated with those 81 jobs. And yet the incentives that we are providing, which is also over a 5-year period, is only $88,500. So you're basically talking about just a hair over $1,000 per job, associated with the incentives. And when you start looking at it on a per year basis, you're talking about $250. I mean, it is really minuscule. It's not enough for Tyco to go and hire somebody. We're not paying for the entire job. What we're doing is we're trying to incent them just enough that they want to do the project here versus doing it somewhere else.
As far as how it breaks down, maybe for the benefit of the taxpayer out there, the cost of the job, the taxes that they pay out, what will get back into the economy? How does that sort of break down?
Sure. When you start looking at that information, there is a definition that we most often call the annual economic impact.
And we'll get into that. We'll do one more segment with John Osborne when we come back. CEO of the Lubbock Economic Development Alliance. Market Lubbock and visit Lubbock. We'll be right back on the Chad Hasty Show. 9:35, the Chad Hasty Show. Our final segment with John Osborne, CEO of Leda, market Lubbock, and visit Lubbock. And John, we were talking about as we went to break about what the benefit is for the taxpayer out there and how that maybe breaks down with the jobs added, what Leda spends, and just the benefit of the Lubbock economy. Tell us a little bit about what figures you have on that.
Sure. There's a variety of ways to look at, you know, what is the benefit to the community for our economic development efforts. Obviously, the easy one is to look at just how many jobs were created and therefore giving our citizens a better opportunity to better themselves or to move back to Lubbock or to increase the income for their own family. But then you start looking at the actual benefit back to the city of Lubbock, and we run what is called an economic impact analysis. This is some software that's put together by a third party called Impact Data Source. They're out of Austin. They do these types of software developments for a variety of different, not only economic development organizations, but economists as well. And so we feel like that's a good third party source that, based on the input of the data, very much is a reliable. It's well documented how, you know, they're doing it the correct way in terms of analyzing the data. And so you start looking at, you know, just the Shears project, the fact that we, they're growing by 14 new jobs and they're adding those salaries associated with those jobs is just shy of $450,000 a year, and the capital investment of $2.6 million, that's going to have an economic impact of about $2.9 million roughly on an annual basis. So then how does that translate back to the city of Lubbock? And you start looking at the sales taxes that are generated, the property taxes, the utility revenue that comes back to them, any related franchise fees, in some cases, hotel occupancy costs that come back to the city. And you start looking at that, and over a 10-year period, there's basically a net benefit. So there'll be additional benefits minus the additional costs associated with giving those benefits. The net benefit of that over a 10-year period is just over $1 million. And you start looking at just the sales tax and property tax. If you discount all the utility use and you discount all the other user fees and taxes and permitting fees and everything, mm-hmm. Over that 10-year period, it generates an additional roughly $60,000 in sales taxes and a roughly $270,000 in property taxes. And so there's obviously already a benefit, a return on investment off of the $41,500 we gave over the 5-year period. And so it's very much a good return on the investment. We look at all of that information before we ever even make an offer of what the incentives might be. We find out what is the need of the company, what areas are they interested in, and what issue is at most at the forefront. Sometimes it's not related to jobs at all. It's they need help with a permitting process, or they need help with some training funds. And so we're hopeful that we can win a deal without ever having to give incentives. I mean, that's ultimately our job is not to give incentives away. Our job is to get more jobs created here. And there are just times when we have to give incentives, and we try to limit those.
Visiting with John Osborne. Any future announcements maybe? Coming down?
Yeah. We've got quite a few projects that we're working on right now, some that are fairly small in nature and some that are fairly large in nature. And we don't have any across the goal line other than the two that we just announced yesterday. And I feel very bullish on Lubbock, and I see this as a great opportunity for companies to grow as well as for new companies to come in. There's a lot of resources that we have here. And our labor is one of the biggest benefits that we have for locating in Lubbock. We have a tremendous amount of people that want to move back, that once they graduate, they want a job. And yet we've got a variety of different skill sets. We've got some people that have a PhD, and we have others that, you know, got their GED. And so we're trying to offer opportunities for every one of those citizens to better their lives.
John Osborne, I appreciate you coming in today, talking about Leda, Market Lubbock, and Visit Lubbock. Earlier you brought up that people can, you know, go online, and you are trying to be even more transparent every single year. People can find facts and figures online, correct?
That's correct. On our Leda website, they can click on the About Leda page to learn more about our organization. And we also talk about Market Lubbock on there as well. And then if you just want facts and figures about what's going on in Lubbock, we've got on the Why Lubbock page all of that information. We try to add more and more information on a daily basis. We've actually had some new board members added to our board just in the last 5 months or so. And we've been working on updating our board of directors page. I think we were set to get most of that uploaded here recently. And so hopefully all of that is available to where people can see who our board members are and see what our accomplishments are and even take a look at the job creation reports as well.
All right. John Osborne, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.